Hey. Hey. It's your turn. I'm sorry, I'm just... You know, it's kind of a high-stakes game we have going on. You gonna play or what? You are so nervous. Look at you. You are. You're nervous. You were really confident earlier in the game, but now I think some of that confidence has faltered. Okay, wait, actually, wait before you play. Let's remind ourselves of the bet that you and I made when we started this game, because you have a look in your eye like you're gonna back out or you're gonna try to walk it back if I win and you lose, which, let's be honest, is pretty likely to happen. Our bet that we agreed upon with a best friend's handshake is that whoever wins gets to tell the other person what to do for an entire day. Right? You remember that? So, go ahead, bud. Let's see what you got in that hand of yours. Okay, then. So you've got a pair of threes. Is that right? Royal flush, baby. Looks like you are going to be my personal assistant for an entire day. Oh, man, the sweet smell of victory. I love it. I love beating you at games. Oh my god, you have no idea. Because we used to only play video games, and of course you would beat me. You would beat me like at every single game we played, and that's because you spent your entire teenage years playing video games, and I didn't, so it was never fair. This, playing poker, this is fair. This is the most fair that it could be. I am so excited to boss you around. Yeah. Excuse me, tomorrow? No. It doesn't start tomorrow. It starts right now. I hope you don't have any plans tonight, because you're gonna be doing whatever I tell you to. You're gonna be busy. Of course I'm serious. We made a bet, didn't we? We shook on it. Yeah, and come on. I mean, you're my best friend. I trust you. And I trust that you wouldn't try to back out of our bet. That's right. I am right. So, what am I going to do with you? You look scared. Actually, you just look nervous. Why do you look so nervous, huh? Oh, I know exactly what I'm gonna do with you. Hold on. You sit right there. I'll be right back. I just gotta grab something. This is gonna be your new accessory for the next 24 hours. Yeah, a nice tight collar for you to wear. Now sit still and let me put it on for you. There you go. That looks really good. Why am I putting you in a collar? Maybe because you're my little pet. Yeah. I'm gonna make you into my personal little pet for the next 24 hours. Mm-hmm. And you have to do everything that I say. So you're going to be good, right? You're going to be good, and you're going to abide by the agreed upon rules of our bet. Good. You look so cute when you're all flustered and nervous. Oh, man. You're funny. And see, this is why we're best friends, because you're willing to do stuff like this. Well, I guess willing is not quite accurate at the moment. I mean, I guess this is a little bit against your will, isn't it? But that's what makes it fun, right? I'll just never get tired of teasing you. Now, since you're my little pet for the day, let's see how obedient you are. Sit. Sit down. Yeah, you're sitting in a chair. Sit on the ground like a pet. On your knees. Good. Very good. That's a good boy. What else can you do? Can you roll over? Go ahead. Roll over for me. There you go. Good job. God, I'm really proud of my obedient pet. Maybe I should try to teach you some more tricks. Why don't you just get on your knees right in front of me? There you go. Yeah, look up at me. Good. Can I just say, I love this version of you? I'm just having a lot of fun, that's all. Come on, it's fun, isn't it? Don't you like being my pet? Don't you like doing what you're told? I mean, you've always been a little shy, right? So this just fits your personality, doesn't it? Okay, pet. I have something to ask you. And since you have to do everything that I say, you need to answer truthfully. Yeah, I guess, here, this is what I'll do. I'm demanding that you answer my next question truthfully, okay? Do you have a crush on me? What's wrong, pet? Cat got your tongue? You look... Come on. You have to answer truthfully. No. Your answer is no. Okay, then. Why, when I put on your collar, did I feel you shiver? You were cold. You know, if you keep lying, I'm gonna have to punish you. Lying is very disobedient. And you want to be good, don't you? You want to be good for your owner? Yeah? I know you do. I know. You just want to be good. Let me give some head pats to my good boy. Well, since you don't have a crush on me, then You won't mind if I get really, really close to you. Right? You won't mind if I just whisper in your ear. No? So this does nothing for you? Having your best friend whisper in your ear while you're on your knees wearing a collar. Interesting. All right then, pet. If that's how it's gonna be, then I guess it's time to punish you. Come on. Follow me into the living room. You, sit there on the couch. If you're going to keep lying and being dishonest, then I guess I'm going to use you as my personal chair. You've been demoted from my pet to a piece of furniture in my home. So get comfy. You ready for me? I am gonna just sit down right in your lap. That's comfy. Well, I guess I'll settle in and put on my favorite show or maybe a movie or something. Oh, and by the way, furniture doesn't talk. So I better not hear you say anything. You got it? Good. If you do decide that you want to start being honest, then let me know, and I'd be happy to listen. Until then, I'm just gonna sit in your lap and use you as my personal chair. 24 hours to go, best friend. It's gonna be a fun night.